iFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
Eugene Herbert, very good afternoon to you.
Hi there, how are you doing?
I am very well. Good to talk to you again, Eugene. Thanks for making time.
Yeah, we must do this more regularly.
I think so.
Like once a week.
Absolutely, absolutely. So today we're talking about cyclists on the road and essentially why certain motorists, and this is something I've actually seen myself. I'm a cyclist. I have seen this a bit myself as well, where certain motorists just have no time or patience for cyclists on the road, almost road rage. And why is this? I mean, are cyclists just so reckless?
You know, I would like to qualify whatever I'm going to say after this by saying what it's not intended to be have a bad attitude or justify why motorists do to cyclists what they do. But I know that I won't, I've stopped riding on the public roads because motorists generally are dangerous. And I've seen the results of people knocked over, death, worse still, you know, brain damage and things like that. And I think if I can just talk to the problem with the motorist, and I think let's by extension, if we drive cars, and generally cyclists also drive cars, that you cannot do more than one thing while you're driving. They're distracted. So they're talking on their cell phone, they're reaching down to pick up something off the seat, maybe opening a cool drink, lighting up a cigarette or something like that. And as a result, they don't necessarily notice the cyclist. And you know that magic 1.2 meter gap that we need to give cyclists? Before you realize it, it's compromised. That's the one thing that we have to accept, that motorists are at fault when they do these things. Also, of course, that remember, and this comes out in road rage, etc., when people get behind the wheel of a motor car, their psyche changes. That becomes a weapon. So anything that's done by anyone else that would seem to impact on them as a driver or the space they occupy is taken as a personal, you know, challenge. So the cyclist then that's traveling in the motorist lane is saying, well, let me blow my hoot out. You get out of the way. I've got every right to be here. And of course, then motorists are thinking that cyclists are a law unto themselves. And let's be honest, in many instances, some of them are. And typically the type of challenge in all the research that I've done and that cyclists should be avoiding, and I've seen it on a Sunday morning, instead of riding behind each other or directly alongside each other, they now ride with one wheel straddling the other wheel of the cyclist in the front. So any corrective action taken by that cyclist results in that person who's following veering out, and it could well be veering in front of a motor car. And that, of course, is disconcerting to say the least. And then what we also see, sometimes cyclists seem to think that they own the road, so they can ride against oncoming traffic. I've seen that. They don't have both hands on the wheel. On the handlebars. So please forgive that mispronunciation.
No worries.
But these are the type of things that people find challenging. And is it any wonder then that, and I think we've shared in the past that in the UK, the Minister of Transport is saying, hey, hold on, let's register cyclists. Now, you can imagine what would happen if that happened in South Africa. Because remember, over here, we have cyclists that cycle for leisure. But there's also some cyclists who cycle because they need, that's the only form of transport.
Correct.
To get to work or something. So it's all sorts of challenges that we face.
And you know what, you just touched on the identification thing and got me thinking, I've seen bicycles sort of, you know, when you're queuing up at a traffic light, whatever, come between and scrape the car or lean against the car. And you know, let's say they scratch the car, do something. There's no ID. They've got nothing. No, there's an absolute, and then they ride off or you drive off and they still hang around there or whatever. But there's just no recourse. Yeah, I find that cyclists, I understand that we don't have dedicated cycle paths. So, I mean, we're very limited in and around Joburg, Sandton, where you can ride. And I mean, I'm talking about a road bike, not an off-road bike. And we're very limited. And road conditions are shocking. We all know that. We've got the taxis. Well, you know, we've got traffic lights not working. Everyone's a bit aggressive. And I often also see cyclists without helmets. Isn't it mandatory that they have to have
helmets? It is. Absolutely, it's mandatory. But if I can just pick up on one of the points that you made there, that was my alarm to talk to you, by the way. When we have a look at cyclists, think of our roads. They are filled with potholes. Mm. Now, if the cyclist is not looking far enough ahead to take corrective or evasive action, you know, he's driving with his head. Sorry, driving, please forgive me. Riding with his head down, looking at the road immediately in front of him, suddenly the pothole is there. What's the action he takes? He swerves, and if there's a car that's following, clearly it presents a challenge to them. So it's we can blame the roads, we can blame a number of things, but if we collectively, both cyclists and motorists, adopt a far more caring attitude and not seeing that, you know, that road that we're riding on, we have the right. If we could convert to that, we have a responsibility to engage in a very positive manner with all other road users. And if we adopt that approach, and that's the message we send across, you know, in the training we do, we even talk about how car drivers should engage with truck drivers, because everybody thinks a truck can stop on a dime. And another thing that I've noticed with some cyclists, look, they snap on the brakes, and in some instances they've got great brakes, but in some instances they don't. And before you realize it, they've ridden into something. And here's my other pet hate, and I'm sure you'll share it with me. You're driving, there's two lanes of traffic. The cyclist comes up in between the cars, and he puts his hand on your roof while he's balancing.
Oh, it drives me mad. That I see that, because obviously they've got cleats on, so taking their, you know, taking their feet out, or the shoes out of the cleats. Oh, yes, so they just rested there. I've also seen it even worse, where they're resting, the driver's pulled off slightly, or just pulled forward gently. The cyclist wasn't concentrating as the driver went forward, so he fell with the bike, and then obviously would have done some damage to the car. And and you know, then the guy couldn't stop the traffic there, and it was messy. It was just nasty. And you know, while we've just been chatting, I've just been just doing a bit of research, and cyclists, they have the right to use any road. Okay, so but this excludes freeways. So cyclists are not allowed on any freeway. Okay, but I've also seen, on the N3, I've seen cyclists. So and obviously the cops drive past, do nothing. So
that's another challenge, eh? I mean, freeways, you're not supposed to have pedestrians, eh? There's in fact
absolutely
a sign that says no pedestrians. But then they're walking along. And we understand why. Please, I mean, if that's a shortcut, we kind of rationalized. But as you indicated, the policeman rides past and he blissfully carries on and away. So it requires the collective effort of law enforcement as well to make – I'm not asking them to fine them. But you know what? Put him in the vehicle, go take him to the furthest off-ramp and drop him off there. Maybe he's learned a very valuable lesson.
Absolutely. And then just lastly – group rides, I think, also one of my pet hates, because especially like on a Sunday in and around the Sandton area or wherever, Joburg, you get these group rides of, let's say, I don't know what, 20, 30, 40 guys or women, whatever, and they go through traffic, and then they, half of them get through a traffic light, half don't, half of them, they're trying to push through, and they make it very, very awkward, where I don't know why they just don't have a marshal, one of them become a marshal, stop the traffic, allow all of them through, nice and easy, no one gets frustrated. But many times I see this where two come this way, three come from that side, and inevitably something happens, you know.
Have you driven in the Netherlands, in Amsterdam?
Yes, I have.
You see the number of bicycles there, and what amazed me when I was there last time, and I'll be there again next month, is the discipline that most of those cyclists show.
Yeah,
eh?
Absolutely.
But yeah, something, more bicycles stolen there than cars.
Yeah,
quite
no,
complex,
I know. I know. But that's why, because bicycles are so popular. That's exactly why. Eugene, unfortunately, out of time. Interesting discussion. Anyone out there, if you ride a bicycle, you want to give us your view, SMS me 34519 or telegram me 061-895-1019. Eugene Herbert, great to talk to you again. And Eugene is the Chief Executive of Master Drive.